At the 2013 AgConnect Expo, I am having an opportunity to visit with Mike Thurow, Spectrum Technologies. And Mike, maybe we'll start first with the fact that I saw you first on the welcoming stage here with a pretty cool award.
We were really very fortunate. We actually had two awards from the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers. One was for a cellular alert family for frost and hay and irrigation. But the one that we got the gold award for was a product called the Green Index Plus. And what's really practical and powerful about it is it uses a smartphone. Uses a smartphone to take a picture of the corn leaf, and then that app has some very powerful color processing of green, and it actually generates a nitrogen recommendation at the knee-high stage.
So this is, I guess, just an example of some of the types of products that you do. I got a chance to listen in there, and you're providing some services and products that are kind of filling a void that maybe exists in the marketplace right now.
Exactly. You know, we're really leveraging our knowledge of agriculture, whether it's row crop or biotech or in the areas of weather monitoring or nutrient management or pest management or even soil moisture or irrigation scheduling. And so depending on where those crops are grown and what the challenges are, too much water, too little water, poor quality water, you know, we take that knowledge and develop some simple, affordable solutions to help these people, you know, do a better job of growing more consistently quality and consistent yielding crops.
Well, one of the topics of discussion here, some of the sessions that we're having, educational sessions, that I've participated a little bit in that, we're talking a lot of technology now that's collecting a lot of data, and how do we integrate that and really put it into manageable systems. So with your product that takes a picture of the leaf, is that information something that might be a customer, a farmer might be able to take that and integrate it into a system he may have existing?
For sure. So for example, it's really a text file. It's a tab delimited text file that has the time, the date, the longitude, the latitude, and the sensor value. And so from your cell phone, you can email that data set, of whatever, how many ever measurements for that field, you know, to your PC. And you can even move it to Google Earth and map it. So there's lots, or you can bring it into as an input to a variable rate nitrogen application. So really the format of the data was structured so that it's user-friendly for many applications.
So when you, and we'll just kind of focus on this one product here, you take that picture, it creates a data file, like you said. What mechanism do you use to then transfer that from the device into, say, the computer or whatever?
So really, you know, from your smartphone. Today it's for the iPhones, and shortly it'll be for the Android family. But you just, you know, go to the bottom of that screen and click on email, and you can email that data set of 20 or so measurements from that field, you know, to whatever email address or multiple email addresses. Or let's say you get back to your office, and through Bluetooth, you know, you move it wherever you want to move it. So the ability to move that data to the different places you want to send it is pretty simple and user-friendly.
Well, I think that's an important thing, because it's come up in a couple of presentations about the fact that if you've got a device that collects this data, puts it on, say, an SD card or a USB memory stick, those can tend to get lost between the field and the farm office sometimes. Somebody's probably not going to lose their phone, hopefully.
Well, that's right. You know, and really, when you think logically about how that data moves, you know, with a memory stick, you know, it just involves additional steps. And the day is already full of activities for a crop consultant, a farmer. And so if you can just make it simpler and streamline that process, then there's a higher likelihood of success and adopting the technology, and more importantly, getting value out of it.
So do you, work with other OEMs that might want to have you develop or make sure that, say, a product like this has some compatibility, for example?
So, you know, as a new product, I mean, it's got a lot of possibilities, you know, to partner or align ourselves with somebody, a company that sees the real value of it, or maybe wants to make a small modification to it, and then customize it for their use, and maybe private label it. So those are always possibilities that we welcome the opportunity to entertain.
Well, maybe this will stir some ideas and, you know, creative thinking out there with some of the companies and folks that I know will be listening. Besides what we've talked about before we go here, anything else you'd really like people to most know about Spectrum and what you guys are doing that we didn't talk about?
You know, the real key is, you know, we're a technology company, number one. We have 25 years of history of developing new products. And the key is we understand agriculture. So we really are sensitive and have empathy for the challenges that growers have as input prices increase. And as we, you know, are likely to see more regulations, you know, we're a key partner to helping them navigate through those challenges.
Great. Well, I am glad we had this opportunity to visit here because it's certainly been a busy show, you know, a very different kind of show as AgConnect and the AEM behind them have built this to be. So great to see Spectrum here participating and learning more about it here for our audience. And that's Mike Thurow. We've been visiting at the 2013 AgConnect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.